All right, Indiana Task Force 1 just finished their assignment down in Kentucky. They were helping with search and rescue operations and relief down in Kentucky after last weekend's tornadoes. And Chief Tom Neal with Indiana Task Force 1 now joining us here on the phone lines. Chief Neal, you guys have arrived back home in Indiana. Could you kind of recap what you guys were doing for the last about week down in Kentucky?
Sure. We were activated on Saturday morning about 10:30. We arrived down in Kentucky. We were actually down into Murray, Kentucky, where we were staying outside of the impacted area on Saturday night. And then we went to work at the candle factory on Sunday morning alongside and just mirroring up with the local responders as well as the Lexington and Louisville Fire Department who had arrived earlier on Saturday. And we were working to help recover or find any life individuals that still may be in the candle factory warehouse.
Were you guys able to find anyone, or was everyone considered safe and sound when you were there in Mayfield?
Well, when we showed up on Sunday morning, the count was still at 36 people that were unaccounted for. And by the time Sunday afternoon, early evening, that amount was down to 10. And we had a pretty good feeling that they were accounted for somewhere, whether they were still in the structure or they may be in a shelter or they may be at the hospital and they just haven't reported to other people where they were at the time of the storm. And we felt pretty confident that through our search activities, not only through Lifeline K-9s and human remains detection dogs, as well as people and our personnel combing through the wreckage, we felt pretty comfortable. But then when we started removing the roof components on Monday with a crane, that opened up the additional void spaces under the span of roof, and we were not seeing or finding anyone. And so through the efforts of not only us and our canines, and as well as the building owner and company owner, who not only called his employees' families, but he did it three times to ensure that he had everyone accounted for. So on Monday evening about 5 o'clock, it was determined that we had everyone accounted for. And so it's a great blessing after seeing that complete destruction of that building, knowing that there was few fatalities that were in that building, and the number could have been so much higher than what it really ended up being.
Again, we're talking with Chief Neal with Indiana Task Force 1, and like you said, a blessing that you did not find anyone in that candle factory. So once you guys were done with your assignment in Mayfield, I know the last couple days you actually went to Dawson Springs, another town in Kentucky that got destroyed by those tornadoes last Friday night. And were you guys doing the same thing in Dawson Springs, just kind of helping with search and rescue operations?
We were there. It's a little different. We were strictly focused at the candle factory. And when we moved to Dawson Springs, the local and county officials wanted us to do wide area search and to basically track where we were through a program we call Survey 123 and Quick Capture. And that captures all that information that we see as our squads are moving about not only neighborhood streets, but we were close to downtown, and that we can push that information back to FEMA headquarters at the National Response Coordination Center, and they can see that live, as well as the local officials are seeing it live. So they can see where our progress is going to meet their objectives for the day. And we were able to clear our assigned areas, and then Ohio Task Force 1 finished up Dawson Springs yesterday. And so we were working alongside another FEMA urban search and rescue team from Ohio.
Chief Neal, I know for people back here in Indiana and across the country, you know, they're watching the news, they might be watching the Weather Channel, they might be scrolling through Twitter and they see these pictures and videos of the tornado damage. And, you know, it's one thing to see the pictures and videos and be like, wow, that's crazy. But you were there firsthand. How would you actually describe the damage, the you know, catastrophe down there in Kentucky?
You know, you always hear about the strange things that tornadoes do. We typically go on hurricanes and we don't see this type of damage, but this type and strength of tornado, it just ripped apart buildings. And we were finding, you know, structures that, you know, were thrown about and debris that belonged to a structure that was half a mile, three quarters of a mile away. It hit right there by the candle factory. There was a John Deere dealership, and we were finding tractor parts, tractor wheels, rims that were tossed about like they were just small little toys. Some of them weighing several hundred pounds and just being catapulted down into the earth, and whole trees just being sucked right out of the ground. So, I mean, you hear the stories, but until you see it firsthand, it's just, you know, it's just a phenomenon that you just don't comprehend until you actually see it personally.
You mentioned stories. Were you able to talk to any people that live there in those towns or hear their stories?
You know, the people that we came in contact with, they were always gracious. They were always offering water. They were very appreciative of the work we were doing. And you kind of heard some of the stories about how the storm was to them, and, you know, the, you know, minutes or seconds that may have made a difference where they were. One particular story I had, there was a volunteer serving us food at a canteen, and her son was delivering pizzas just minutes before the candle factory. And he was on his way back to the Domino's pizza facility, and his windows were blown out of his car. And he the storm passed, and he tried to call his mom to make sure that she knew that he was okay. And he basically explained that he was there at the candle factory just minutes before the tornado hit it.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. And I'm sure that that's going to stick with you forever.
Yeah, it will. I mean, those are the personal stories you hear. You know, it's the same people that are affected that are coming out to help serve food and water and to provide us nourishment so that we can continue our search and rescue operations 24 hours around the clock.
Wow. Wow. Chief Tom Neal with Indiana Task Force One. Anything else you would like to add?
No, I think that's it. Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much for talking with us and sharing those details. Really appreciate it.
All right. Appreciate it.